Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, my name's Brianna. I have a couple of stories, but I'm going to preface this by saying that not that I don't believe, I definitely believe everybody's experiences with the paranormal, but I don't think I've necessarily ever seen a ghost or anything like that. I think I've had plenty of paranormal experiences, though. And I definitely think that I have feelings. I think that if there was a word for it, it might be clairvoyancy, and it's only ever been with people in particular. Anyway, not important, but I can definitely feel what people are feeling. I can even get images from people. I definitely think I have some kind of clairvoyancy, but that's probably my only connection to the paranormal, really. I don't think I've ever been like a ghost person. But I'm fascinated with it, and I've always, kind of frequented haunted places, abandoned places. I've been to countless, I couldn't even tell you how many different places I've been in all over New England. But there's one place in particular that I could say is the most haunted place I've ever been. And that's what these stories are going to be about. Two of them happened in the same week, pretty much within days of each other. Actually, I think they were 2 days apart. They both happened to me, and I'll get started. So just the tiniest bit of backstory. I was probably around 20 at this time. And I had just gotten out of a long-term relationship and started seeing somebody that was introduced to me through mutual friends. So we had the same friends, and he lived in Plymouth, Massachusetts. So it was a long drive for me and him to go see each other, but we did the drive no problem frequently. I think, you know, when you're young, you just don't care. So we, you know, drove back and forth to see each other. And on this particular day, he had, you know, called me and told me that he was going to be getting out of work, asked me if I wanted to come, you know, spend the night. And when I agreed, he had said, you know, since it's such a long drive, why don't you leave now and you'll probably like be there when I'm getting home from work. So I agreed and I make the drive, and I had beat him to his house. So he said, you know, just go on in and wait for me. I'll be there soon. So to give you, you know, set the scene, he was a little bit older than me. So, you know, he didn't live with his parents anymore like I did at the time. Instead, he had rented kind of like a basement unit from a friend of his, and it was her parents' house, and he rented the basement. And it was like a finished basement. And there was like a living room and his bedroom. However, the bedroom was not always a bedroom. He just used it that way. So the door frame was, you know, an actual like archway frame, but there was no physical door in it. So in place of that, he had thumbtacked a comforter, like for a bed, like a blanket in the doorway. And that was his door for his little bit of privacy. And, so my first story happens in his bedroom on this night. So, I go in to go wait for him. The outlay of the room, it's not a big room. And the bed frame is up against the wall facing this comforter that's hanging in the doorway, facing the doorway. As in, if you're sitting on the bed with your back up against the headboard, that's where you would be looking, is out that doorway. And to the right, there is an actual door, which goes to a boiler room. And prior to this, I had seen inside that room. It is just a boiler room. There is nothing in there. It is a cement room, cement floor, cement everything, and just a boiler. And that's it. It's really small. It's closet size. And there is nothing else in there. And I mean nothing, no boxes, no nothing. And because he was using this as a bedroom, he had pushed a couch up against that door. So there's a couch up against it to kind of like almost, you know, shield it from the room. You kind of just look past it most of the time. I, however, didn't. I had very much asked about this door. I didn't like it the second I saw it. You know, there's a couch up against it. You know, a TV across from that. And as I said, this is a basement. So the only light that is in this bedroom is, I don't know if you've ever been in you know, an older basement where you see, especially in New England, I think these are popular, but it's just a light bulb that is on the ceiling. There's no light fixture. There's no fan. There's no nothing. It's just a physical light bulb with a little drawstring that you pull. Well, that's what was in this room, only it wasn't in the ceiling. It was in the wall, the same wall that shared the headboard. It jutted out from the wall. And it was high. It was high up still, almost like it should have been on the ceiling, but it wasn't. It was on the wall instead. So I still I have to get up on my tippy toes on the mattress of the bed in order to pull this drawstring. This drawstring, for whatever reason, is only like 2 or 3 inches long. So I have to reach. I'm short. I'm about 5 foot tall. So I have to reach to get this light bulb on. So when I first arrive, you know, all the lights are off in this basement area, and I walk into the bedroom and I, you know, scuttle over as fast as I can, and turn the light bulb on. And, totally not vital to the story, but also something that I thought that was really weird is that, you know, this is a little while ago. So he still had, you know, at the time, even though there's flat screens and stuff, he still had an old school like TV, you know, the ones with the big backs, the bubble TVs. And, you know, I think like a game system or something like that, that they used to play DVDs. And for whatever reason, I was the only person who ever struggled with the TV. You know, when other people were over, a movie would play, no problem. But if I was by myself waiting for him in some kind of capacity and attempted to use this TV, it never worked for me. You know, I would get just static, or DVDs would skip, or reverse by themselves, fast forward by themselves, and, you know, turn up really, really loud, or, you know, all the way down quiet so I couldn't hear, mute itself, and simultaneously the remote would disappear. So I couldn't do anything about it. And it was really, really strange. It always bothered me. So I never, when I was by myself at that point, just did not use the TV. I didn't mess with it. You know, I'm a little creative, so I draw. And that's what I chose to do while I was waiting for him. So I nestled myself into his bed, meaning I'm under the covers, you know, back up against a pillow, and I'm drawing in a notebook in his bed, and, you know, just kind of doing nothing, just drawing and doodling and waiting for him to get home. And I didn't feel weird at all until I did. The whole room went quiet. You know what? Not just the whole room, but the whole house went quiet, which is weird because, mind you, he's renting this basement from his friends. There's a whole family living upstairs. So, you know, prior to this moment, I can hear people laughing, making dinner, walking around upstairs. And out of nowhere, everything just went completely silent, absolute silence, almost like the bedroom was in its own little bubble, like a little sound bubble. And it was, I could hear myself breathe. I mean, just quiet. All the hair on my body stood up. It was very alarming. I was freaked out. And out of nowhere, the light bulb above my head goes out. And it took me a second to realize it. And I was like, you know what? No, it's cool. It'll pop back on. It'll be fine. It's going to come back on. And so a couple seconds goes by, and I realize it's not going to be back on. And I, just as I make a move to turn around and stand up and try to find this drawstring in the dark, because mind you, this is a basement, so there's no windows. And even if there was, it's fall and nighttime, so it is dark outside. And I go to make my move, and all of a sudden the light pops back on. And the door next to me to the right, to this boiler room, is popped open, probably about, you know, maybe a third of the way. It's just creaked open. And if you remember, there's a couch pushed up against it. So the couch is actually pulled out away from the wall. So out of the realm of what I could comprehend that I it just took a moment for me to register, and I just sat there staring at it for several seconds before I realized what I was looking at and how strange it was, how impossible it was. And I so freaked out. And when I had decided that I needed to get out of there and away from there, the light turned back off. And now I'm just 100% horrified. I mean, my heart is thumping out of my chest. It's so quiet that it's all I can hear is my breathing and my heart. I'm so scared. And I jump up as fast as I can, and I'm racing for that comforter to just, I mean, I'm going to dive through it. I'm going to dive this comforter into the living room. I tripped over the other comforter that is on his bed. And just as I felt the comforter in my hand, light pops back on. I terrified, but instead of leaving, turn around and look. And there's the door is not only closed, but the couch is now pushed up against the wall again. And the eeriest, most unsettling part of all is that where I was sitting in the bed is perfectly made. The comforter is tucked back in. the pillow fluffed right back in the same spot that it was. My notebook is folded perfectly with my pencil on top of it in the same spot where I was sitting crisscross applesauce right on top of the comforter. It looks as if I've never been in the room at all. Like I was never sitting in the bed. I think the only way to describe the way I felt is like a wave. It was like a wave of terror. Like I felt it like a temperature running through me. It was hot and cold at the same time. I can't even describe it, but I was so petrified. I did one of those, you know, like, cautiously like lunging steps to grab, my cell phone and my notebook and comforter was the back door to get out of the house. And I raced out of it. And I just hung out there. At that time, I was, you know, a little teenage dirtbag. So I just smoked cigarettes out there waiting for him. I was so scared actually that I didn't bring it up even that when I saw his little like Subaru coming down the road, I went back into his bedroom and just, you know, completely played it off like I had been waiting in there the whole time. It was so unbelievable to me that I just didn't think that it was just something I didn't want to repeat out loud. I couldn't believe that. What happened? It was so weird. And now we're going to fast forward to 2 days later. I had come back and we're hanging out again in the same room that this took place in, same bedroom. And my boyfriend at the time is sitting with his best friend. And they're, you know, I think playing Nintendo or something like that on this TV that always worked for everybody but me. We're all sitting and we're just hanging out. My cell phone starts to ring. And as I said, I think that I should mention this because it's important. I did go through a pretty, you know, rough breakup. I had been in a long-term relationship and I think that we were both still crazy about each other. You know, life's wild. Anyway, so my phone starts to ring, vibrate on the bed next to me. And I turn to look and it reads, I think an iPhone, and it reads that it's my friend JJ. And, you know, we're all in the room. All of us are friends with JJ. That was who introduced me to this new boyfriend. So I was thinking to myself, like, I should pick this up. You know, maybe he wants to come chill. Maybe he wants to come hang out with us. So I go, oh, hold on a second. It's JJ. I say to them and I walk through the comforter into the living room. And just as I slide across to answer it, the name switches from JJ to this ex-long-term boyfriend of mine, Tyler. And I, like, completely puzzled because, mind you, like, this wasn't like I read the name wrong. I watched the switch happen on the screen. I watched it happen with my own eyes that the name switched from JJ to Tyler. I didn't, you know, the phone didn't go dark for a second, and then all of a sudden it said Tyler. I watched it change. It was very, very strange. And I go to, you know, put the phone to my ear, and now I'm, you know, nervous, and I'm like, Tyler, hello? And the weird part at first is that the line is staticky. It's almost as if it's dead, but what's weird to me is that, like, that's not how cell phones were. That's not how cell phones are. You know, if a line's dead on a cell phone, the call ends. You know, it's not like a landline where you can sit on a dead line. So it sounded dead, but it couldn't have been. Like, that's at least what I was thinking to myself. And I'm like, hello, hello. And it's just complete, like, just dead air, basically. And I don't know what possessed me to keep asking. Maybe it was just because I thought it couldn't have been a deadline and I was worried for, you know, Tyler's safety. Like, maybe, you know, what are you calling me for? I just was, you know, curious. Curiosity always out to get me. And, you know, I said hello a couple of times and then, the line clicks almost as if it goes live and I can hear like shuffling and almost like somebody's fumbling with their phone. So now I'm saying it louder. I'm like, hello, hello. Like, you know, Ty, can you hear me? And, you know, then I can hear mumbling, somebody talking, or I don't even know. It's just sounds of another person.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.